But first, Facebook's latest move to shut down accounts involved in interference in the US democratic process has prompted concern about possible election meddling here in Australia. A former cybersecurity expert with the US State Department today issued a stark warning to Australians. We are not immune to the threat. Thomas Ariti has more.
Black Elevation, Mindful Being and Resistors. The names of just a few Facebook pages that had thousands of followers. According to the company, they were possibly linked to Russia and involved in coordinated, inauthentic behaviour. So now they're gone, and it happened just before the US Vice President, Mike Pence, addressed a cybersecurity summit in New York.
While other nations certainly possess the capability, the fact is Russia meddled in our 2016 elections. That is the unambiguous judgment of our intelligence community, and as the President said, we accept the intelligence community's conclusion.
And just months before the US midterm elections, he sent this message to the world.
The United States of America will not tolerate any foreign interference in our elections from any nation state, not from Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, or anyone else.
But just how much power did these pages and profiles have? According to Facebook, more than 290,000 accounts followed at least one of the pages, and they ran about 150 ads at a cost of thousands of dollars, paid for in US and Canadian currency. They included posts about American politics and political events, including a protest against an upcoming Unite the Right rally, and the action that's being taken now is part of a trend. Dr. Soulette Dreyfus is an expert in computer security from the University of Melbourne.
They are using both technology to automatically try and find accounts they consider to be, if you will, fake accounts, as well as actually tracking it, I suspect, with some human intervention. So they are trying to do, I think, the right thing here, and that they've posted information on their pages, they've explained what they're doing, and they've been pretty visible about it this time round.
And in the wake of the recent Cambridge Analytica data scandal, that visibility is important. Nigel Fair is the director of UNSW Canberra Cyber.
Pleasingly, they're doing a lot around this, and the consumer sentiment out there is people are now being aware of what it is to be online as a digital citizen. What does it mean to get their news from these sites and share amongst their friends? So all of a sudden, our privacy, our cybersecurity awareness is being raised quite dramatically.
Facebook says it's passed on the information it has to US government and law enforcement agencies, and it says the accounts could have been associated with the Russia-linked Internet Research Agency. That hasn't been confirmed. But if it is true, it begs the question, are upcoming elections in other countries, like Australia, also at risk? Chris Painter is a former coordinator for cyber issues with the US State Department.
Australia is a major democratic country. It's an ally of the U.S. Obviously, it may be not the primary target of Russia, but it would certainly be a target of Russia that's trying to cause disruption and distrust and really disrupt the Western system generally. So absolutely, I think that Australia needs to be concerned.
Nigel Fair agrees.
We're no different to any other OECD top 20 nation. So we really need to be on the front foot, and that's everyone from the government to our journalism outlets, to civil society, about what does it mean to consume such media via social media channels and be aware that this is going to definitely happen.
But being on the front foot is an uphill battle. Cybersecurity and privacy journalist Stilgherrian says the perpetrators are getting smarter.
They're very fast learners. So as soon as anyone publicises what they've found out about these people or revealed how they've uncovered them, well, that's a trick they won't try anymore. They will try and fix that hole in their operational security.
That's cybersecurity journalist Stilgherrian there, Thomas Ariti, our reporter. And we were hoping to put these concerns to Australia's Minister for Law Enforcement and Cybersecurity, Angus Taylor, but he's not available as we go to air.